Chapter 4. A New Life for Agathon. The work at the mill is very hard for Agathon, and he becomes thin and weak. It's difficult for him to push the heavy millstone. One day, he falls, and the millstone stops. The manager shouts at Agathon. The other slaves know he can hurt their friend.
"Get up!"
they say, but Agathon can't move. Suddenly, Cato appears with his 5-year-old son, Octavio.
"What's the problem? Is this slave ill?"
The manager is worried. Cato mustn't know he hits the slaves.
"Everything is fine,"
he tells Cato.
"It's just a small accident."
Suddenly, Octavio sees Agathon's necklace on the ground. He shows it to his father.
"It's beautiful," says Octavio. "Who painted it?"
"I painted it,"
says Agathon. Cato is very surprised. Cato gives Agathon the necklace, and the boy puts it around his neck. He goes back to the millstone, and Cato watches him.
"Wait, boy, what else can you do? Can you read and write too?"
"Yes, sir,"
says Agathon.
"I can read and write in Latin and Greek."
"Really? Then you mustn't work in the mill,"
Cato says.
"Come with me. You can be a house slave. Octavio needs a teacher."
This is a good opportunity for Agathon,